Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
So how about it, America? Give an airplane ticket taking you far, far away this holiday weekend. Or nah, you're just doing the staycation thing. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I read a bunch of stories on the airlines jamming us up with their ticket prices. Yeah, apparently the Department of Justice is investigating collusion among the major airlines. No kidding, really? Shocker. To limit available seats. Oh, shock me. You could bowl me over with a feather on that one, right? Keeping the airfares high. Of course they're doing that. Are you kidding me? We get so nickeled and dimed now when we get on flights. I'll tell you, it's like I flew Virgin Air when we took the show to Washington. I thought it was the greatest thing ever because, you know what, I didn't have to have my, it wasn't like a collection plate. Like I was at a Catholic church and they were going to pass around the collection plate for yet the fourth time. No. Okay, one fare, that's it. That's it. You don't have to worry about it. I mean, even JetBlue now, they say they're going to do the baggage fare thing. American Airlines. You go on and you want to log on to seats. Premium choice seats. So a seat that works. You got to pay an extra $40 in each way. Wait, but that's an extra $80. And what if you have a family? Can you imagine? I don't know. So what is the DOJ going to come up with? What are they going to do when they investigate this? Of course there's some sort of collusion. Are you kidding? Because they look over and they see, well, first of all, we've had the airlines eating each other, so the mergers, that's one thing. And then the rest of it is all about what they say they can't afford with fuel and what blame it all, constantly blaming it on fuel. So anyway, in all seriousness, the civil antitrust investigation that there is focusing on whether they actually kind of signal to each other that they would add new flights and routes and extra seats and all that kind of stuff. And they're looking at all of our carriers, U.S. carriers, demanding copies of all communications the airlines had with each other. And they asked for passenger carrying capacity by region and all that kind of stuff since 2010. So unlawful coordination between some of the airlines. You know, it's interesting. So the overall stock market was pretty up, up, up. But do you know that the airlines stocks tanked 1 to 3%? American, Delta, Southwest, United. And of course, what is that about? It's about this. It's about whether or not there was some sort of collusion, right? Talking about the capacity thing. But in the past 2 years, U.S. Airlines earned a combined, ready for this, $19.7 billion. And because they complain about how expensive gas is, it's actually been cheap in the last year or two. So before, the excuse was jacking up the price because of what fuel was costing. Now fuel is lower. So now what's the excuse? I can't wait to see the report. We'll be all over it. Because I want to know what the Department of Justice comes up with. In the court of public opinion, which is something completely different, how does Donald Trump come off? I mean, here's a guy with an ego as big as the city he loves, Manhattan. But he's known by his first name. He's done cameo in movies and, of course, television with Celebrity Apprentice. Couldn't be bigger. He has product at Macy's, his product in other places. I mean, anywhere and everywhere Donald Trump could get in, Donald Trump was seen. But when he grabbed the mic, decided he was going to run for president, and then decided that he was going to talk about that there, yeah, some of the Mexicans might be nice, but I'm paraphrasing here, but there are drug carriers and there are rapists that are coming in. Suddenly, a lot of people are distancing themselves from Trump. NBC, Macy's dumping his stuff, and others are lining up to say they're not interested. So the pageants he runs, The Apprentice, all that dumped by NBC. So how about that? He says he's running as a straight shooter. He absolutely says what he thinks, or so you would think, really rattles a lot of feathers. But at the same time, at the same breath, he also is gaining in popularity in the polls. Because the common man, the everyday guy, is tired of the same old mental gymnastics we're doing with the people who are in office. So can you imagine a President Trump? Can you really imagine a Trump? And on the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders is gaining lots of steam. A lot of people are liking and welcoming, easy for me to say, Bernie Sanders, including 10,000 in Wisconsin. He's staying, he's shaking hands, he's talking to people, and he's talking about not having the same type of government that we always have, where we the same old thing and we accept it. He's trying to revolutionize the idea of what the president should be. So there's a couple of things there. One, Hillary Clinton can't be liking that. She doesn't want anyone to eat away at her lead in the polls. Especially when you have Trump, who's dishing some people over to the Democratic side. Perhaps that's happening. It looks that way anyway. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to hit the mailbag. Plus, we're going to look at odds and ends, which include Team USA. How about that? How about the ladies' soccer team? The ladies' soccer team beat Germany 2-0. And now Japan beating England 2-1 has a U.S. showdown. It's perfect for the red, white, and blue. Because the day after the 4th of July, on Sunday, Team USA goes for the whole thing. Will they beat Japan? Last time they played Japan for everything, they lost on penalty kicks. So this is huge. Huge for Team USA. And now it's not the British, it's the Japanese they'll have to beat. In fact, it's a rematch of the 2011 championship game in Germany. Japan won on those kicks I was mentioning. 2-2 draw. It was 2011. Whew. Good stuff. Stay with us. We're shaking in a lot of different directions here on ATN. Mailbag coming up around the bend.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things.
Check out KateOnTheRoad.com. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com because we're taking the show on the road and you can help us. Once you get to KateOnTheRoad.com, make sure you sign up for your chance to win the NextBook Flex 11 2-in-1 tablet powered by Windows and Intel. It's a really cool, sleek looking tablet. And it's got a detachable keyboard, so you can use it, you know, just like a laptop if you prefer to do that sometimes, or maybe you just use it without the laptop attached. That's what's so neat about it. You've got a choice there either way. And what it includes is amazing. The taking pictures, incredible, the way the pictures come out. It's got Wi-Fi, Bluetooth support built in. So easy, take it anywhere, boom, flop it up, and it works. You can read, watch, work, do whatever you want to do with it. And the value of this, almost $300, $300 value, and boom, you'll be entered for a drawing. That's it. That's how easy it is. But you have to go to KateOnTheRoad.com, click on the icon that shows you the Flex, sign up for it, and pass the word on to the people you know in your neighborhood who could bring us there. KateOnTheRoad.com. All right, speaking of bringing you and me together, we do that all the time with the mailbag. I always say this, but I haven't come up with another clever way to describe it. But all I can think of is just if I were walking into a mail room, the mail would be all over the floor because so many of you more than any show I've ever done, take the time to thoughtfully send me emails about the show, about somebody I've had on the show, about suggestions, you know, whatever it might be. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. All right, this first one is from Ginger, who says, Kate, I happen to be watching the nightly news, which I never do, but I've had kind of a light week. I hate to say it at work. I say light week because I don't want to jinx myself. And I was reading this story about this Greek model who actually flew the airplane and got a selfie with the pilots. And how could they let her do that? What were they thinking? And apparently passengers are talking about suing her and suing the airline, and the pilots have been fired. What a insane thing that is to have happen. Why would pilots be so stupid as to let a model fly the airplane? Well, because she was gorgeous and sexy and they were awed by her, so they wanted to have some fun with this sexy actress, and they weren't thinking, or they were thinking with something else, as some people would say. But it was a stupid, stupid thing, because they're paying the price with their jobs. I don't think they thought they were going to get fired, because she took pictures, and this, see, this is so shows you that the era that we live in. The reason she's also in a predicament, but the reason they were fired is because she posted those pictures all over the place. Duh. If she had just kept it to herself, I don't know that anybody, unless somebody else on the plane decided, oh, we're going to take pictures of her walking in there and going in there and all that kind of stuff. So how crazy. So that's all I can say about that. Just stupid. Why would you be so stupid as to do that? All right, how about this? This one is from Tommy, who says, wow, Dukes of Hazzard, because of the Confederate flag flap, as you call it, Katie, is pulling, TV Land is pulling the Dukes of Hazzard. I used to watch it as a kid. I don't understand why they're doing it. It's just a part of Americana. I understand that the symbol might be offensive, and we're all getting it about the whole South Carolina thing, but wow, these reruns, pulling the reruns because of the flag, which is on the roof of the General Lee, that cool car that they drove around. I don't know. I think that's way over the line. What do you think? Well, here's the problem. The problem is, Tommy, that Confederate merchandise is being dumped faster, you know, than you can say we're over it. I mean, that we're, you know, we get it. We get that it's a brutal symbol. We get that people don't want to see it anymore. We get that it's not politically correct to have it or whatever. But this is something that happened decades ago that was part of this show. But they say they're going to stop licensing toy cars, models, featuring anything with the General Lee, with the flag. John Schneider defended the series' use of the flag, labeling anyone who's had has the flag a racist seems unfair to those who are clearly never meaning no harm. His co-star Ben Jones has also come out in defense of the flag, saying it represents the indomitable spirit of independence. And that was the idea, boy. Hiccups are getting the best of me here. But they said that they had to pull it. TV Land felt like they had to be responsible, and they had to pull it. Wow. Now, the Parents Television Council said that although they did not oppose the reasoning behind TV Land's actions, the council blasted the network and its parent company, Viacom, for blatant hypocrisy, saying that this is what they demonstrate. They say the media companies are criticized for marketing programs that glamorize drug and alcohol use or sexualizing minors in TV programs and movies, or for selling violent entertainment to children despite overwhelming evidence of harm, or for trivializing rape, child abuse, that kind of thing in the name of entertainment, but then they're quick to wrap themselves in the banner of free speech. I thought that was pretty interesting. So anyway, the if you have Dukes of Hazzard's series, you'd have to watch them on your own because they're not going to air them. They're not going to air them on TV Land anymore because of the General E. Lee and that whole thing. That's it. Boom. Done. I have this one. This one is from Kevin, and he says, Kate, did you see that thing about the CNN correspondent who survived the gunfight at the motel? By any chance, do you remember ever seeing her on CNN? Apparently, her and her husband had a gun, and that's what saved them from who knows what could have happened. Yeah, this happened in Albuquerque. You know, I used to live in Albuquerque. I was thinking about this. It's one of my first jobs out of college. And so the former CNN anchor we're talking about is Lynn Russell. And she and her husband were robbed at gunpoint near, near an intersection in the main drag in Albuquerque. They said they decided to go to a motel to rest. They were exhausted. She had gone to the car to get something when a guy put a gun to her head, dragged her back in the motel room, and demanded her valuables. Oof, that's frightening. And so then the next thing that happened because of this robbery thing is that once her husband came out of the shower, the guy was crazy. He was pointing the gun and whatnot. So she and her husband legally carried guns. They had them in the motel room. She said it looked like a thief just wanted her husband's briefcase. He came over, grabbed the briefcase, thought he was going to leave. Then he turned around and he opened fire. Then her husband returned fire, and she said he's a better shot. They fired multiple times. Her husband was shot three times. He had surgery. He's expected to be there for a few days recovering. And the other guy died. He died in the parking lot. Wow. Crazy. So the anchor woman, the former, and she was on a lot, Lynn Russell, if you see a picture of her, you'd recognize her. And her husband, Chuck DeCaro, was shot three times. But there's an example. They had guns. They had legal guns. And thank goodness he did, because otherwise they might have both been dead. Wow. All right, thanks for all your emails. You can always send them to me, americatonight.net. Remember, americatonight.net. Stay with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com.
This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Was there during 9/11. Can you imagine what that was like? And so many questions. I'm sure he's always barraged by questions that he's finally put a book together, and I don't say finally, but he's put a book together called Desert Diplomat that takes you through that entire process, which must have been absolutely crazy. Thanks so much for coming on, Ambassador. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you, Kate.
So what, you know, when you go back to, let's do this right at the top, because I know you do this in your book. Take us back to 9/11, and what was the first communications that you got from the White House, or what you knew and what you started to find out about what was happening in the United States?
Sure. Well, first of all, I was actually in Dallas on 9/11. I ended up arriving in Riyadh about 2 weeks later. But
wow.
I was waiting for my confirmation hearing, which was scheduled in the Senate at that time to be sometime in January. So I was actually at a foundation board meeting in Dallas for my farewell meeting of that board. And a member of the board came in early that morning and reported the attacks on the Twin Towers. And I will have to say that I knew at that moment my life had changed forever. So what happened next was I tried to get in touch with the State Department. Lines were clogged. I finally got in touch with Bill Burns, the Deputy Secretary of State, and they told me basically to stand by, and we ended up getting my confirmation hearing accelerated with the Senate. The head of the confirmation process was at that time Senator Joe Biden, and he agreed to accelerate our confirmation hearing so that I could get out to my post.
So then you get, that happens, and you hightail it to Riyadh, and what were the first couple of steps that you had to do?
Well, I had to find out if the Saudis were friend or foe.
Yeah.
And because 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis, there was some doubt about that. They had been overall pretty good allies up to that point, even though we disagreed with a lot of their religious extremist views. But we really had to start finding out through our intelligence sources and otherwise what we could rely on the Saudis for and what we couldn't. So one of my first calls I paid was to the governor of Riyadh, Prince Salman bin Abdulaziz, who now is actually the king of Saudi Arabia. And his first response to me was that this could not have been Saudis who engaged in the hijacking, because Saudis would never do that, and it had to have been an Israeli plot. Well, of course, I found that completely unacceptable. A number of other senior royals also made some of those same statements. And fortunately, I was able to confer with Prince Saud, the Saudi foreign minister, who was a very close contact. And he made it clear that he understood what had happened, that indeed they realized that these were Saudis, and that they had a serious extremism problem in their midst that they had to aggressively deal with. And so we spent then much of the next 2 years dealing with it.
So as that, so when you come to that conclusion, and of course all the world was looking there, I can imagine you were on speed dial just about in every different direction, certainly not what you were expecting when you took over the post. So how did you sort this out as a brand new ambassador?
Well, I got some very good advice. I paid courtesy calls on all of the other ambassadors in Riyadh from other countries. And one of them from one of the Gulf countries said, a good ambassador has 4 ears and only half of a tongue. And I took that as a suggestion that I keep my mouth shut for a while and listen pretty hard. And that's exactly what I did. We also, of course, had very active intelligence sources through our own government and through our allies. And I spent a good deal of time dealing with George Tenet of the CIA, Bob Mueller of the FBI, and trying to get information from the Saudis. One of the problems we had with the Saudis was that we would identify suspects and they would go pick them up, but they wouldn't share with us the information they gained from those suspects. They wouldn't let us sit in on the interrogations. They wouldn't give us what we call pocket litter or the contents of the hard drives of the computers. And so this was a kind of a game of keep away in a way. And it wasn't, I think, that the Saudis were trying to collude with these people so much as they were very jealous of their own sovereignty and their own prerogatives. And so we spent much of the next 6 or 8 months trying to penetrate this wall of ambiguity and opaqueness and made some progress. And so I think we finally got to the point where they would share information with us. Then we had the problem of our own government institutions not sharing with each other. I would go to the Saudi government, the Ministry of Interior, and say, we asked you for this information 2 months ago. Where is it? And they would say, oh, we gave that to the FBI 3 weeks ago. And the FBI had never told the CIA. So we would have these almost comical, if it wasn't so tragic, episodes of dysfunction in our own government. At the same time, we're criticizing the Saudis for being dysfunctional with us.
Yeah. Once, of course, all that happened and they were, and you're describing that information, once, and they go and pick them up, once you know it's Saudi nationals, also that there was a lot of blowback in this country. And you mentioned the great relationships in the past with the Saudis. Where do you think we are now as you sit from your seat and you watch what happened during the time you were ambassador to now with what's going on in Saudi Arabia?
Sure. Well, at the time I arrived, and as you, in the blowback that you mentioned, our relationship with the Saudis really was on life support. And I was one of the ones trying to administer the CPR, I guess. We made some progress. And so by 2003 and on, we were sharing intelligence very aggressively, working shoulder to shoulder and fighting terrorism. I think the relationship has now gone back into a more difficult stage. The Saudis and the Emiratis and many of the Gulf countries are quite angry at our administration for throwing Hosni Mubarak over the side of Egypt. They wonder if the same thing could happen to them. They are angry at the supposed red lines this administration set with Bashar Assad in Syria and then didn't follow through with enforcement. They're angry at the way we've dealt with Libya, with ISIS, and especially now, of course, with Iran in the nuclear negotiations. So the relationship is tense. There are not developed personal relationships at the senior levels between the Saudis and this American administration. And so I think all of this is really converging right now to make it a pretty tough time.
Yeah, how important is, as you saw because you were ambassador, how important is it to have those personal relationships? Because, you know, we'll have people that call the show, and I get it because we'll start to talk about the Middle East, and I call it the quicksand of the Middle East because of all the things that we're seeing, and they'll say, well, let's just bail out on the whole situation. Why do we care? Just keep them at bay. It doesn't matter. Why does it matter to keep up relations with the Saudis?
Well, first of all, let me talk about the personal relationships, and I think it's very important to develop these personal relationships. We saw, for example, in the first Gulf War, how personal relationships were able to assemble a very strong coalition that even brought the Russians into fighting Saddam Hussein. We saw personal relationships help when the Berlin Wall went down and when relationships with the Russians were extremely important. We saw it even in our invasion of Iraq in 2003. President Bush really bonded with King Abdullah at that point, who was actually Crown Prince at the time. Mm-hmm. And this allowed us to have access to air bases, to routes, border crossings, and much more cooperation than the Saudis even publicly acknowledged. So the personal relationships do count. Now, why is it important? Well, as I mentioned earlier, the joint combating of terrorism has to be accomplished with allies on the ground in the Middle East. We have to have allies. We certainly have no major ally other than the Saudis right now in the Middle East. And they're the ones who are leading the charge in fighting the terrorist elements that we confront and who are sworn to attack America as well as the Saudis. Also, we have a huge trade relationship with the Saudis. They buy billions and billions of dollars of American goods and services. They also occupy a very important geographical position. You can't project force in the Middle East without overflying Saudi Arabia, which requires their permission.
Right.
We have a huge naval base in Bahrain, which the Saudis support and are very comfortable with. We have other assets in the Middle East that require a major ally to help support all of that. And then finally, we have a relationship with the Sunni Muslim world that requires some credibility. The Saudis have the most credibility, being the home of the two holy mosques in Mecca and Medina. And we need that kind of relationship in order to, again, promote American interests in that part of the world. I haven't even mentioned oil, even though America is becoming independent in terms of energy. Now, the rest of the world is not. And the rest of the world buys American goods and services. And if they can't afford to because their price of oil has gone through the roof, then that hurts America's national interests as well.
Yeah, so well said. Pick up the book, Desert Diplomat. More information, of course, they're taking you step by step. Great stuff. Former U.S. Ambassador Robert Jordan, thanks for spending some time with us on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Hey, it's Bud Albert, and I'm gonna sing a song for you. And Bill's gonna show you a thing or two. You'll have some fun now with me and all the gang, learning from each other.
He's looking for a good time. And why? Because he has thrown his hat into the ring of the very crowded Republican field. That's right, Chris Christie. He also wants to be considered in that race for president on the Republican side. And you look, it's interesting, you look at Donald Trump. And the fact that in the polls, he just keeps rising nationally. So who else can come out and declare that could actually give him a run for the money? Get it? But it looks like I don't think anybody can come out and do that. Jeb Bush almost looks uncomfortable to me, even though he still, according to the CNN poll, is the got the most percentage points. He's got 19. Donald Trump has 12. Mike Huckabee has 8. Dr. Ben Carson, 7. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, 7. Now, you throw in a Chris Christie, 3% of vote. But he entered the race. So Chris Christie is in. At one point, this was a guy who was on the cover of Time magazine and was considered to be pretty much a shoe-in for something politically in Washington, something politically, some office. If it's not president, something else. And boy, has his stock really fallen since the whole Bridgegate thing. He never got back on track after that. Caught some excitement in a bottle for a while. He was on Oprah. He was interviewed by Oprah. He was on Time. It seems like everywhere he was turning up. And everything looked really good for Chris Christie. And just like that, it went in the opposite direction. Now he's officially in the race. But what can he do with this race? I mean, Trump is now, even though Macy's is dumping him, NBC's dumping him, all these places are dumping him. Macy's and NBC, he said they caved to professional agitators. Trump says he would bomb the hell out of ISIS. So when he goes out and he makes the proclamations, not the specifics of how it's going to be enacted, but the proclamations, he really fires people up. And that's why he's, I think it's crazy, if you think about politics, that he's right behind Jeb Bush. Right behind him. I mean, and that's the power of recognition, certainly. He says, I would attack the oil. I would take away their source of power. I would take their source of wealth. And I would defeat ISIS. He says they're incredibly wealthy. They're building a hotel in Syria. They're competing with me. He would cut off aid, he says, to the Islamic State by other Arab nations, particularly Saudi Arabia. I would find who's ever giving donations there the enemy. And he said they're coming out of Saudi Arabia and other places. Wow. Interesting. Interesting to see what that debate will be like in August. And, you know, we're into July now. So think about it. We've got basically a month until we have that first debate. And Trump is going to be on the stage. And he's a wild card. So that could prompt some other people to make proclamations as well because of what he's doing. Because of what he's doing. Other odds and ends to throw into the mix here. Away from the politics of the day. This thing with sharks in North Carolina, I think, is a nightmare, first of all, for the people who are charged with the safety on the beach. Or beaches. But these six shark attacks in a matter of weeks off the coast of North Carolina. You think of the water temperatures and you think of the warm weather and people going to the beach to cool off. And now what they're saying is, you know, this time of year between Florida and the Carolinas, to have these sorts of accidents, especially the peak of abundance in the Carolinas, it's bait, and it brings the predators in. But it's not just North Carolina. You had a snorkeler who was killed after being attacked off the coast of Maui in late April. And then a couple of weeks ago, you had a dolphin carcass that washed ashore in New Jersey, and that frightened the people that were there. Because they think it most likely was a shark that got it, so it made them think the shark was close. Mm. Somebody told me, well, you know, maybe at some point they think about those nets in North Carolina. But what I think is wild about it is they haul somebody off who's lost a limb or a lot of blood, and then they leave the beach closed for an hour or two, and then they open it back up. So there's no waiting. I just have to say that I feel as if I was swimming on that beach and I saw something like that happen close to me or heard it or whatever, I don't know that I'd want to get waist deep into that water again. I'm gonna say no, I wouldn't want to get back into those waters. Maybe never, but certainly not that day. But people just go back in, figuring, well, that can't happen again. But that there have been attacks in that same spot, around that same spot, too many times this summer, I think, to say that. Too many times. And as we look at also what's happening in the Middle East, I always call it the quicksand of the Middle East. How about the ISIS again? Egyptian soldiers in Sinai. The Egyptian army said, yep, we were attacked by ISIS. I mean, to me, how the body count for who ISIS is killing is starting to more than add up. Whether they're picking individual targets or a group, it seems like a group lately is what they're doing. So 17 soldiers were killed, 4 were officers, 13 were wounded, and 13 more were wounded too. Wow. And the idea is, let's topple the Cairo government and do whatever we have to do. And because it's July 4th weekend in the United States, there's conversation about, oh, there is a plot to do something in New York City. We always hear that. And then knock on wood, it's always, if there is something going on, it's always been thwarted. But there's that one time somebody pokes a hole through the system, and certainly let's hope it's not this time. And finally, as we bounce back and forth, that's why we call it odds and ends. How do you think Bernie Sanders felt about drawing a crowd of 10,000 people in Wisconsin? Not Hillary Clinton, not Marco Rubio on the other side, or Jeb Bush. Bernie Sanders, 10,000 people came out to see him in Madison, Wisconsin. Incredible is what that is. Incredible. Now, if he had said 1,000, they probably would have still been happy with that. I mean, this is real stuff. He was the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. A raucous crowd. He's definitely hitting the young people. That would be Madison. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his fine work, as always, as the technical maestro of this show. Make it count, everybody. A pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.